Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No business to be transacted in the House of Representatives for the next week or so as Republicans try to find a successor to ousted Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Eight Republicans joined all Democrats yesterday voting to fire McCarthy as Speaker. Well, you've heard the old saying, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. The don't say anything part now applies to Donald Trump, subject of a limited gag order at his civil fraud trial.
The New York judge's order came after the former president disparaged a key court staffer during his civil business fraud trial. On his social media platform, Trump personally identified a member of the judge's staff and made claims that the judge said were untrue. Trump was ordered to remove the post, which has since been deleted. The judge added that personal attacks on members of his court staff are unacceptable, not appropriate, and not tolerated. Greg Clugston, The White House.
All five victims of last night's shooting on the campus of Baltimore's Morgan State University are expected to recover. No one critically hurt. There have been no arrests. Cell phones across the land will sound off, vibrate, and display a text message at around 2:20 this afternoon Eastern Time. The feds will be testing a nationwide emergency alert system.
The test has spurred falsehoods on social media that it's some sort of plot to send a signal to cell phones nationwide in order to activate nanoparticles that have been introduced into people's bodies. Experts and FEMA officials have dismissed those claims.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Seems like there's nowhere for oil prices to go but up. Saudi Arabia today announcing it will extend its 1 million barrel per day cut in crude output through the end of the year. Oil prices currently hovering at around $90 per barrel. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for Metashare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been Metashare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
And see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Residents in the north of the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, say at least 20 people have been killed, many others wounded, after heavy artillery shells landed on a health center.
Some of the heaviest fighting in Sudan has been taking place in Bari, north of the capital, Khartoum. Volunteers from neighborhood committees are blaming the rapid support forces for an attack on a health center. They've condemned the paramilitary group for targeting residential areas. During the battle for control of Khartoum, both sides are killing civilians. Around 70 died in just two attacks in Khartoum last month. The RSF has forced families out of their homes, which they then take over.
The BBC's Will Ross. Financial turbulence for one troubled airline. Shares of Scandinavian Airlines have dropped more than 90%. This after the ailing carrier announced new shareholders and a restructuring scheme that will see the company delisted, and the existing ownership stakes will be wiped out. News and analysis, townhall.com. Could be a world's record in the making as a woman who did not start skydiving till she was 100 jumped out of a perfectly good airplane recently.
A 104-year-old Chicago woman hoping to be certified as the oldest person to ever skydive after making a tandem jump Sunday and landing 13,500 feet later at a northern Illinois airport. Dorothy Hoffner made the jump while tethered to a certified instructor. The Guinness World Record for the oldest skydiver was set in May 2022 by 103-year-old Linnea Linnegard Larsson from Sweden. But WLS-TV reporting that skydiving working to have Guinness World Records certify Hoffner's jump. John Scott reporting.
Ride-hailing giant Uber says it will start delivering mail to consumers' return packages. Drivers will collect up to 5 prepaid and sealed packages, dropping them off at the local post office or UPS or FedEx. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A missing Wisconsin veteran has been located in the Southwest.
Early Tuesday morning, a green alert for 51-year-old Shane Helmbrecht was canceled after officers from the Pohonke Tribal Police Department located him near Santa Fe, New Mexico. At the direction of authorities from Eau Claire County, Helmbrecht was released. He was last seen Friday at a group home in Toma, to which he was court-ordered after being found incompetent to stand trial in a 2016 homicide. Helmbrecht was free to come and go from that facility, and there's no word as to why he was in New Mexico or if he's expected to return to Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A former Plover youth pastor has been sentenced to prison time for child sex charges.
Jordan Huffman will serve 20 years for 2 counts of repeated sexual assault of the same child, a child that Huffman had been asked to mentor because they had been acting out in school. Instead, Huffman gave the child alcohol and sexually assaulted them multiple times over a 3-year period. The 52-year-old sentence includes a full no-contact order with the victim and any child under the age of 18. It also restricts him from ever working as a pastor again. Huffman was working in Florida at the time of his arrest last year and is facing similar charges related to an incident in Winnebago County. That case is scheduled for sentencing later this month. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Republicans in the U.S. House weren't a part of an effort to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. After the chamber moved to oust McCarthy yesterday, Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany said the House just didn't do the right thing.
Certainly, he had some flaws. We all do. But I thought we were moving in the right direction. And I'm concerned that we're not going to stay focused on getting these appropriations bills done.
All of the state's Democrats in the House voted against keeping McCarthy as Speaker. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement.
These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
A Plover man accused of several felony counts for possession of child pornography has entered a not guilty plea.
Corbin Lebecki appeared via telephone in a Portage County courtroom on Monday to enter the plea. Investigators say he had more than 260 video files on a cloud drive, many of which featured child sex abuse materials. Plover police were tipped off to the files back in mid-July. If found guilty, he faces up to 25 years in prison for each count and thousands of dollars in fines. Tom Schumacher, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And your phone will play an alert today as part of a special test of the emergency alert system.
Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesman Andrew Beckett says it's just to make sure your phone is set up correctly.
Technology is used to send alerts to phones all the time through things like silver alerts, amber alerts, severe weather messaging, as well as critical public safety warnings.
The alert will bypass any settings you usually have to silence these messages just to ensure that your phone can receive them. That test is scheduled for 1:20 p.m. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st at the Ogama Baptist Church located in Ogama, visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer, traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right, Wheelway, right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
We are losing daylight right now at a very fast pace, over 3 minutes a day. So every 4 days, we're losing 13 minutes. Now, we continue to lose daylight very fast through October, but by November, we'll be losing under 3 minutes a day. By the end of November, under 2 minutes a day. Twilight time doesn't change much, though. It's still about a half an hour of twilight time between daybreak and sunrise, and also twilight time between sunset and nightfall. And that's commonly more referred to as twilight time than evening time. The length of our day today is at 11 hours and 35 minutes. Sunrise time this morning happened at 7:03. Twilight time was 6:33. Sunset time is at 6:38. Twilight time is at 7:08. We've got a minor fish feeding period happening 9:45 to 10:45 this morning. The major is from 4 till 6 later in the day. Today is the last day of black bear hunting with the aid of dogs. It continues through the 10th of October, starting tomorrow without the aid of dogs. Weather-wise, we've got a chance for a light shower yet this morning with clouds. Should see some scattered sun this afternoon, and our high is still around 70. Southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour should taper down for the afternoon a bit, become more southwesterly. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, low at 48. Tomorrow looks pretty nice. There could be a spotty shower, but much of the day is rain-free, if not all of it. Our high is at 62. Southwesterly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour, picking up again in the afternoon a bit. And then it's much cooler with some rain showers here by Friday, with highs only around 49, with a stiff westerly wind. Clouds and scattered sun Saturday could still keep us below 50, starting out at 35. Some frost potential is there Sunday morning, and sunshine returns with highs back above 50. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60, breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49, and for Monday in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 67.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and postseason play got underway yesterday.
And the Philadelphia Phillies began their National League title defense with a win over the Miami Marlins.
Phillies starting pitcher Zach Wheeler kept the Marlins in check in Philadelphia's 4-1 win in game one of the National League Wild Card Series. Wheeler allowed just one run on five hits. He struck out eight and did not walk a batter.
Fastball was there, velo and command for the most part. I know they're an aggressive team, so I'm just going to go right after them and just keep mixing it up.
The Phillies got an RBI double from Alec Bohm in the bottom of the third, then two more runs in the bottom of the fourth. Greg Kimbrell picked up the save. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
One other National League Divisional Series got underway yesterday as well, with Arizona doubling up Milwaukee 6-3. Both Arizona and Philadelphia have taken 1-0 leads. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, the American League Divisional Series also began yesterday with Minnesota topping Toronto 3-1 and Texas blanking Tampa Bay 4-0. All four teams will be in action today. Off the field, Michael Lorenzen, Byron Buxton, Johnny Cueto, and Jonathan Hernandez were among the players left off rosters for Wild Card Series, while the Texas Rangers made the surprise inclusion of former top draft pick Matt Busch. Minnesota included Carlos Correa and rookie Royce Lewis, along with right-hander Chris Paddock, who returned from Tommy John surgery. In an NBA news, Damian Lillard understands he has a reputation for being an elite offensive player, but not a particularly strong defender. The 7-time All-NBA selection looks forward to changing that perception. Now that he's on a new team, Lillard began training camp with Milwaukee on Tuesday. This is SRN Sports.
Arizona recovered from a rough start and beat the Brewers 6-3 in their wildcard playoff opener at AmFam Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers jumped out to a 3-0 lead with the help of Tyrone Taylor's 2-run homer in the second, but the Diamondbacks' bullpen shut the Brewers down over the final 7 innings for the comeback win. Outfielder Christian Yelich.
You just got to keep going. You know, I think we did a good job of having traffic all night. We just couldn't cash it in. You know, we had a lot of opportunities. We had pressure on them really all night. We just couldn't get that one hit or that one ball to just not find somebody all night. So it's how it goes sometimes, and you know, nothing you can do about it now.
Corbin Burns took the loss, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings. Mark Canha said it's just one defeat, though.
Yeah, you got to move past it. You know, that's baseball. We're not going to get the job done every time. And we had some opportunities tonight. We had some good at-bats and some bad luck. And come back tomorrow and be better and flush it.
Freddy Peralta gets the nod in Game 2 of the series tonight. Elsewhere around the majors, Phillies grab Game 1 from Miami, winning 4-1. In the American League, the Twins' 18-game postseason losing streak is history after a 3-1 victory over Toronto. The Texas Rangers blank the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 at Tropicana Field. Packers off today after a short workout on Tuesday. Injured players Eric Stokes, Elton Jenkins, and Jair Alexander all taking part. It was the first practice of the season for Stokes. He hasn't worked since the 2022 season, ended midway through last year. Even in practice, though, he had a case of the nerves.
It's a little jitters. It's a little feel. It was funny because, like, when I went in the training room to go get taped this morning, where I was like, dang, sorry, this might be too much. But I said, dang, my stomach hurt. Like, my stomach was really hurting for some reason. But, like, the moment I got back out there, it was all good.
Packers will take on the Raiders in Las Vegas on Monday night. Former Badger hockey standout Derek Stepan hanging up his skates. He announced his retirement from the NHL after 13 seasons, the last two of which came with Carolina. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out a couple of local sports notes this morning, the Logger volleyball team, they traveled to Athens for their Merrillwood Conference match, and they came out with a 3-2 victory. The set score is 25-20, 17-25, 25-22, 16-25. And the Logger volleyball team has the flair for the dramatic. They like to go to that fifth game sometimes. 15-11 for Coach Hoagland and the girls. They win it. And with the win, Phillips clinches first place in the Merrillwood North Conference with a 5-0 record. Prentice finishes second at 4-1. Athens third at 3-2. Abbotsford fourth, 2-3. Riblake fifth at 1-4. And Shawamigan sixth place. Overall, the Loggers are 24-3. The Loggers JV lost 0-3 and finished the year at 3-13. Leading the way last night, Matea Eckert. She had 35 attack kills, and Brooke Eckert with 15. Casey Egerbrecht and Ileana Winter led in serving with 24 and 21, respectively. Lily Miller, 26 digs, and Ileana had 17. Casey had 13 assists, and Allie Williams had 25. The Loggers play at the Gilman Invite coming up on Saturday. The Lakeland volleyball team, they beat Antigo last night, 4-0. Meanwhile, the varsity soccer team of Lakeland with a 3-0 win over Rhinelander. Goals by Cameron Bernard, along with Oren Simmons and Yaroslav Mishishin, all with goals for the Lakeland soccer team in that 3-0 victory. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team, they continued with their run of success at home again last night, beating Mellon. And the B team had to battle back from a large deficit to tie the game at 16 late in the fourth. And then a rebound and a putback at the buzzer gave the Butternut girls the win. Bailey Pritzel, the star at the end to do that. And the 8th grade girls also had a tough test, building an early lead and then holding off at the end, holding off Mellon at the end and getting the 35-27 victory. Gianna Nearing led the Butternut Middle School girls with a good all-around game. And other things offensively, 19 points for Gianna in that game. Ella Kohler with a good defensive game also. And Butternut improves to 10-1 for the middle school girls, and they'll travel to Solon Springs on Friday in a match of a couple of division, the better 8th grade girls teams in the area. So it'll be a good matchup. High school football Friday, we've got a doubleheader for you Friday as Shawamigan will head up to Mellon for a 3:45 start time, and then we'll follow that up with a 7 o'clock game, Winter Birchwood at Phillips Friday night, both right here on 98Q Country. Brewer playoff baseball, they got to win tonight. Now they need to win tonight and tomorrow night to advance on 5:30, the pregame. Brewers at home taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
So I was in San Francisco, and I bet there's a bunch of fun coffee places, and I live in my dumb world that I just want this one little drink. So I go into a Starbucks, and I get in front, and I was like, I'll take an iced coffee with cream. She goes, with cream? I go, with cream. And then she goes, iced coffee with cream? I go, iced coffee with cream. She goes, with cream? I go, with cream. And she said it one more time. She said, so iced coffee with cream? And at that point, I should have said, what's going on right now? Where are you at in your head? Because I feel like we're in two different places. But I was nervous, and there was people behind me, and I was like, cream or no cream? Honestly, I'll give you $20 if you let me leave right now. I cannot. This is the most I can talk about this. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
You know it's coming, and there is no escape. It's open enrollment. Open enrollment, when you have to choose which healthcare benefits you're going to have for the next year.
What's my out-of-pocket maximum?
I don't understand the pharmacy benefits.
How am I supposed to choose?
Open enrollment, playing now through the end of October. Good luck. You will need it.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Country. 98Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be. Y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia. Georgia, yeah. Check this out. For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay. Remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia.
Mr. Kane Brown and 98Q Country at 7:43. A good Wednesday to you. Joel is here. Austin is here. We're fired up. We're ready for the day. We are here.
Yeah.
Austin is so awake right now. All right. What's our beverage of choice here today? What do we got over there?
It is a Red Bull because I drank the protein shake earlier while I was editing stuff.
All right. So he'll be waking up eventually here with no warning.
Maybe I'll wake up. Maybe I'll have heart palpitations. Who knows?
Reality radio comes up. Not a whole lot going on with reality radio. We are going to talk with the folks from Disney Bricks down in Phillips at about 9:30 this morning. You've been hearing them on the air. So we'll talk a little more in depth about their business. And they have a big event coming up for the Fall Harvest Festival this weekend in Phillips, a nice family event. So we will chat with them at 9:30. Carl Klopotek will join us for only a couple more times. Carl's going to be calling it good and retiring, so we are sad about that, but we're happy for Mr. Klopotek. He will join us at 8:30 to talk a little geese, ducks, weather, whatever else is on his mind. I will share my stories, my adventures in Madison this past weekend. Sometimes I just wonder why I even leave Price County. I just wonder why sometimes.
Maybe because...
People drive me crazy sometimes.
Going to say there are a couple of reasons to leave Price County for home. We don't have a Walmart.
Well, Price County is quiet. It's wonderful. True. It is what it is. Because
it's pretty scenery, too.
When you go to Madison and you go to Chicago for a couple of days, you're just like, please get me back to quiet and just not always somebody right on my bumper. Wherever you go, Madison, Chicago, wherever you go, you could drive one way down a dead end, one way street going the wrong way, and there'd be somebody on your bumper.
It's probably BMW
following you. So I will tell you, I had a really good weekend in Madison, and at times it was not so good. So I will share with you the ventures this past weekend in Madison coming up during Reality Radio. We may or may not do a shopping show today. I don't know. We'll see what Gray and Big G are up to today. Be sure to be listening in the afternoons, 2 o'clock hour, when you hear your classic country cut. Wausau Homes in Medford is a sponsor of that and has been for many years. Our classic country cut each weekday afternoon brought to you by Wausau Homes in Medford. Today is National Golf Day today. I'm not sure why that's on October the 4th, but obviously it's whoever
a weird day for it.
Invented that doesn't live up here. But golf, of course, is big in the South all year for the most part. So National Golf Day today. Today is National Kale Day today. Or as we call it in my house, can't we have something that I like to eat day, please?
It is National Ugh Day.
I mean, kale is kind of like lettuce, isn't it? Isn't it kind of like a complimentary thing?
I think kale is a kind of lettuce, but it's not good.
It's not meant to be consumed alone, right?
I think it should be like just more of a garnish. Don't eat it.
Right. Put it in a dish. I've had kale, not because I said, hey, I'll have the kale, because whatever I order just had kale in it, whatever it may be, a salad or whatever. So kale has its place, but it's just, it's not meant to be like, ooh, here's a big bowl of kale.
I don't get how people can like just make smoothies or drinks out of kale.
Yeah.
Know how much kale that would taste like? Ugh.
Those are the people we call weirdos.
Yeah. Kale and arugula, two things that are bad.
Who?
Arugula.
What's arugula?
What's it look like? It's a kind of lettuce. I'm trying to remember what it looks like. All I know is it tastes awful.
I mean, lettuce really doesn't even have a taste.
How you know that something's bad, when it's a type of lettuce that tastes.
But when you throw it in a hamburger, you know, a little lettuce, tomato, then it's kind of, it's more.
That's different.
For the texture. There's not really much of a taste, but it's just something about it. It does add to it.
Yeah.
I'll have like a chicken sandwich from Quick Trip, and I'll go over to the garnish table and put a little lettuce on there, maybe a little tomato. I'm still not a big salad guy, because for me, in order for me to eat a salad, there's got to be dressing on it, there's got to be bacon bits, there's got to be sunflower seeds, there's got to be, I'd prefer some hard-boiled eggs in there. And I'm looking at the salad and I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here?
You start to realize that this salad, it's not the healthy thing it was meant to be.
I've just made it a game of find the bacon bits and the sunflower seeds is all it is. And then at the end, it's just like, oh, God, I guess I got to eat the lettuce, too.
Yeah.
So the House of Representatives yesterday voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. And then he said, I'm never running for that thing again. They're having fun in Washington. The judge in Donald Trump's New York fraud case has ordered a gag order. There's been a lot of people who have wanted to put a gag order on Donald Trump, but now a judge in this New York fraud case has told Donald Trump to shutty. Mm-hmm. He basically has told him, stop it. Donald Trump made a social media post, and the judge saw it apparently, or heard wind of it, and he basically just said, you better stop talking or you're going to be in bigger trouble. And Donald Trump just kind of looks at him and says, all right, sure. And then he walks out. He's posting on Twitter or X as he walks out the door, basically.
Probably about that specific conversation.
What Trump does. Hunter Biden pleaded guilty yesterday to some gun charges, apparently. So that's some of the news stories that are going on. SRN will have an update. So the Brewers lose last night. It just wasn't meant to be, kind of one of those games you just kind of felt wasn't going to happen as the game progressed on. And they lost 6-3. So they'll get the Diamondbacks again tonight. If they win that, they'll play them tomorrow night. If they win that, then they go on to the next round. If they lose either game tonight or tomorrow, they are done. The Twins broke an 18-game postgame losing streak last night. They won. Tampa and Miami both lost last night. Tampa had a home playoff baseball game with the lowest attendance of any game since like 1920. Only like 19,000 people. People in Tampa Bay are just like, baseball? I don't think so.
Only 19,000 people.
Well, but Tampa, it's always been a place that just has not drawn fans, because most of the people that live down there are transplants from another part of the country. So they're not Tampa fans. And so it's just the attendance has just never been very good.
I'm sure that's good for morale.
I guess so. They usually have a pretty good team, though. The Packers will have the weekend off. They play on Monday. So it seemed like it's going to be like 11, 12 days in between Packer games. They sit at 2-2. They'll take on the Raiders in Las Vegas. I'm sure there's a few Packer fans that are taking this opportunity to take a little trip out to Vegas maybe this weekend into Monday. So I'm sure there'll be just a few Packer fans in the stands, I would guess, in Las Vegas. Get ready to pay some bucks, though, because tickets for Las Vegas Raider home games are the highest of any team in the NFL. They average like $400 a ticket or something like that just to get in the stadium. Most of the people that are there are like, first of all, most of the people that are at the game aren't speaking English. I'm not saying that's not bad, but there's a lot of foreign visitors to Las Vegas. It's just how it is. And then the rest of the people are looking around like, what's that oval oblong thing on the field? What are we doing? How do we score what you call points? I don't know.
And then there's that one lone Packer fan that's going to be there, decked out the full green and gold cheese HUD.
Well, I think it'll be an interesting concept because you'll have a lot of people, because I've been to Vegas several times, and 90% of the people there are visitors, and a lot of them are from another country. So just language is everywhere. And then you're going to have the Packer fans in the middle going, yeah, for sure, they're the Packers. Hey, hey, hey. I should really follow them around with my camera. I could get a, this could be a big viral video. Packer fans meet Vegas. Could be an ugly twist.
Halloween is right around the corner, which means kids are going to be knocking on your door. Well, keep those annoying kids from coming back next year by giving them stuff they don't want. The Lousy Treat Store has all the stuff that kids hate getting for Halloween. Necco wafers, apples, toothbrushes, handfuls of pennies, bit of honey, raisins, circus peanuts, and more. Come by today and we'll throw in a bunch of that one kind of hard candy that's wrapped in the wrapper that looks like a strawberry. So if you want to keep kids from coming to your house for Halloween, give them something they hate. Give them something from the Lousy Treat Store. Stop by today. Not responsible for egg houses.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today, Carrie. What do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnurr Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, miles, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60. Breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49. And for Monday, in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 65 degrees.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. She'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damn old road he go. Oh, well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. Spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. Some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a
blood.